A new dairy processing plant at Vermont Technical College is slated to go online in the near future. The plant will provide educational opportunities for students, but it's also hoped it will help the college in the effort to balance its budget. VPR's Steve Zind reports.
VTC's ongoing deficit problems, which have required millions of dollars in loans from the state college system to the Randolph Center School, have been largely attributed to a drop in student enrollment. In an interview earlier this year, State College's Chancellor Tim Donovan said VTC had some unique financial challenges that contributed to the problems. Among them is running a teaching dairy farm, the only one in the state run by a college or university.
A farm's an expensive thing to run, and I think we didn't know as thoroughly as I wished I had known how expensive that farm was to run and what the infrastructure investments that needed to be made were made. And suddenly you say, okay, the farm's not producing what we needed to produce to even help it balance that out.
It's hoped revenue from a new dairy processing plant at VTC will help balance the cost of operating the farm. Currently, the farm has an annual deficit of $150,000. But by processing some of the milk it produces, instead of selling it to another processor, the college can essentially eliminate the middleman. Under an agreement with Sodexo, the company that provides food service to the state college system, VTC will pasteurize and package the milk delivered to all of the state colleges. Chris Dutton is director for the Institute of Applied Agriculture and Food Systems at VTC. He says based on the initial numbers, providing milk to the state colleges will cut the school's farm deficit in half.
If we just take that market, assuming that we can run this plant within 30% of the efficiency that other people run plants, and we think we can do better than that, we think we can make about $75,000 a year with that.
Dutton says the business model for the processing plant works because some of the labor will be done by VTC students, and there's a guaranteed market for the milk it produces. He hopes the plant can also produce yogurt, which will bring in added revenue. Another key factor for the bottom line is that most of the cost of building the plant is coming from grant money, including a $500,000 federal grant and a recent $75,000 Vermont Working Land Enterprise grant. But interim VTC president Dan Smith says it will take another $250,000 to build the plant. Smith says ideally, the college will find a government or private industry partner to help with that cost. But if it can't, it will find a way to complete the project. He says despite the college's deficit, the plant is important to making sure VTC's ag students have an up-to-date learning experience.
At the same time as we're in a down environment, I do think in some situations we need to be looking forward.
VTC's dairy processing plant will be housed in a new structure on the college farm. Construction hasn't begun yet. Officials say they hope to have the plant up and running by next spring. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.